USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department will begin evacuating families and non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv this week. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News says President Biden may send U.S. troops to the region in support of NATO allies.
What I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Office announced Monday it, too, was withdrawing some embassy staff and dependents from Kyiv. The lead investigator for the January 6th House Select Committee, Tim Heafey, has been fired from his position as the University of Virginia's counsel by the state's new Republican Attorney General. While Democrat lawmakers in Virginia claimed the firing was political, an Attorney General spokesman told the Associated Press, the Attorney General wants the University Council to return to giving legal advice based on law and not the philosophy of a university. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taiwan's Defense Force said roughly 40 Chinese warplanes flew into its air defense identification zone on Sunday. It should be noted the intrusion came a day after the United States and Japanese navies conducted a joint exercise in the Philippine Sea. In a statement, Taiwan's military scrambled its own jets, issued radio warnings, and activated air defense missile systems in response. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a car crash.
At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Conditions on the ground at the Russia-Ukraine border have not changed over the weekend. President Biden did meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff at Camp David to discuss America's options. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News tells us what she knows on this complex issue.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his Joint Chiefs and his Secretary of State and his National Security Advisor, that he was presented options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies on Russia's western flank, in Eastern Europe, basically the Baltics, perhaps Romania, and it would be 3,000 to 5,000 troops. But that could go much, much higher if Putin does invade Ukraine, and if those NATO allies feel threatened, other NATO allies may contribute, and we're told that that number could rise. And I'm also told by a senior administration official that the president has not made a final decision yet. So these are the options that have been presented, but these are muscular options because what they are seeing,
yes,
and what I'm being told, is that they believe Putin does plan to go into Ukraine. It would be a massive invasion. It would be bloody, violent, blitzkrieg-like, I'm told. And what I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.